A Startup a Week, Episode 1, Tuesday.
Previously on A Startup a Week, our team was presented the challenge of building a Facebook application in 1 week. The app would let users work together to raise money for a computer lab in Cambodia.
I'm a little bit skeptical. I might ask for one more revolutionary change from the team tomorrow. I'm going to think about it overnight tonight.
The challenge. Our team has 5 days to design, build, test, and launch an online application. At the end of the week, the team will present their project to a panel of judges. Can the team come together and create a startup in a week? The team met up on Tuesday morning to start the application development. Kyle was out today at a conference, but Adam and Jay sat down to discuss the plan.
I'll just kind of set up what I think is the shell of the application, page-wise, so our main Canvas page, and then probably an invite and an actual purchase screen. And I'll just put those in place, and then we can kind of merge that with the design you've got. We'll have the data ready.
Okay. I've got a lot of work to do just to upfront, and usually the way it goes is, there's lots of design and
While Jay worked on the design elements, Adam got started building out the basic structure for the Facebook application.
How's it going?
Pretty good. We've got just the very, very basic beginning of an app here.
Oh, grateful. So I see a few tabs on there. What are those?
So this is called the Facebook Canvas page, and so the very first markup I put in was just some Facebook-specific tags to create the tabs. So you get this basically the design on these tabs for free. You just put in some special XML tags to generate that.
That's very cool. So what tabs? I see the home, and then there's hi on there.
Yeah, it's my hello
Address and a
world
placeholder.
on the home tab, yeah.
What's the other tab?
Donate doesn't do anything yet. That's where we'll have our form, I assume, to buy a brick. And then invite renders the standard Facebook invitation form.
Oh, that's very cool. So can you show me how you actually did that? I mean, that looks pretty complicated.
Yeah, this is a fancy control, but you get it all for free by adding the right tags to your HTML. So what I've done is created an ASP page. Here we go. So this is invite ASPX. And this is a Facebook-specific XML markup tag. They call it their markup FBML, Facebook markup language. And so this is an FB request form tag. And basically, you fill that out with all the right attributes. And when your site is interpreted or imported through Facebook, then they turn this into the actual JavaScript and HTML that create the end user control. So this is fairly simple, actually. You provide a post action, like a URL to post the form to, how many rows to show the border with, and that kind of thing.
How did you get this code? Is this available
Yeah,
online somewhere, or is it just tutorials?
this stuff you learn through looking at the developers.facebook.com site. It covers all of the API and also all of the FBML tags that are available. There's actually quite a few. And what's great is they do cover some of these common controls, so you don't have to implement a lot of stuff. You just mark it up.
There were those other pages that you showed as well. Can you show what the code is for those?
Actually, they're blank, pretty much, because I've used the ASP.NET concept of a master page. So what that means is I've got one master page, which is the sort of template for the whole website, and that template contains the navigation. So if we bring up main.master, we've got three, I've defined three areas to the page, the header, and then the main body and the footer. So in this case, the header for every page will have the navigation, those tabs that you saw. And in the default page, it's just got high as the body. So that's why we end up with just, we get the tabs plus high on the home page.
Okay, so once you get all the props from J, then you can set the
first page. Right.
So how do you get from Visual Studio into Facebook? Do you upload it directly onto Facebook servers, or how does that work?
It's actually kind of a unique way of doing it. So think of it as you're creating a normal website,
okay,
and then you provide Facebook with the address of that website, mm-hmm, and as each user requests a page from Facebook, Facebook goes off and requests the page from your website.
Oh, okay.
So it's kind of like... I don't know. It's not like an API. It's like they're importing every page as you go. It's kind of a weird way to describe it, but yeah.
So you just went to like GoDaddy and then went to the cloud, or what
did you? Yeah. So in this case, we signed up with a really inexpensive ASP.NET hosting site, and within 10 minutes, you know, you've got FTP access, and you can upload your files, and then you just point Facebook to that website in the settings for the app. So they call that a callback URL. So you just plug in the URL from your hosting provider to the root of your website. And, you know, I'm using a few special Facebook tags, but even if you didn't have Facebook tags, like if you just had a simple HTML page that said, hello world, and you use that as your canvas page URL, it would, or your callback URL, rather, it would, that hello world would just show up right here. So you can get started even with just an HTML page.
Well, that's cool. Some good progress to start.
Yeah, it's fun. It's great how quickly you can get stuff going.
Nice.
Meanwhile, Jay got started building the 3D model that would be used to represent the computer lab under construction.
Good. How's it going, Jay?
Pretty good.
Nice. I see some cool 3D effects flying around here.
Cool. Yeah. Basically, what I'm trying to do is create a computer lab and... maybe what it would look like in Cambodia. And I sort of looked up on the web, you know, kind of what building design looks like there and what the structure of the school could look like. And this is kind of gives you a visual sort of representation of the computer lab. So hopefully we can kind of create it compelling enough to get people interested in the game and get people interested in buying books and that sort of thing.
$63. She tagged me $304.
They're bad. They just wait here for people to not move their car. I know. It sucks.
I really need to get down to just hammering out code tomorrow and Thursday. Hopefully, Jay will have, you know, a fairly complete set of screens tomorrow for me to start building from. And then just heads down and code it as quick as possible. Got one day of hammering out screens tomorrow and a day on Thursday of integrating PayPal. In terms of how confident I am that we'll get things done by Friday, I'd probably be about a 7 out of 10 right now. I'm worried we might have to cut a few things around the edges. If anything, we'd cut like a leaderboard here or there because of the a few unknown factors with the integrating with PayPal and getting the queries done with the link stuff. Those are the biggest risks that I see. But we'll get something done end to end. We'll definitely be collecting money from people. Just a question of how much beyond that.
I think it's always fun sort of starting an idea and putting together the initial thoughts and sort of what has been running through your head during the planning stages of it, and getting that out, getting that down into some tangible form is a good thing. So that definitely went well. You know, I'm not going to say we're ahead of the game here. That wouldn't be wise of me to say that we're ahead, but we're doing pretty well.
Coming up on A Startup a Week, Adam encounters a problem with the donation process and proposes an interesting solution. The team gets some thoughts on how to build buzz on a budget, and Kyle gets some news that could threaten the entire project.
The sign says, yeah, I mean, you know, no parking 3 to 5 o'clock. And I thought, just a few minutes that I was there, it was like 304, I think my ticket's marked 304. And it's like, well, it's almost $70 for parking like 4 minutes.